It's Thursday, March 1st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The highest court of Malaysia ruled Tuesday that Muslims cannot officially convert to other religions, including Christianity, without approval from the Islamic Sharia court system. The federal court denied the hearing of 4 Christian converts from Islam seeking to publicly identify with Christianity on their papers. Please pray for the believers in Malaysia, where converts from Islam are treated as lawbreakers and persecuted by their family and community. Wycliffe Associates, the Bible translation ministry, hopes to have a Bible in every language by the year 2025. The ministry's president, Dr. Bruce Smith, said interest in Bible translation has quote-unquote gone viral with 193 completed New Testaments in the last 3 years and over 600 new Bible translation requests for 2018. Smith said, quote, "This is at a pace and at a scope around the world that is really unprecedented in the history of the world," end quote. Paul wrote in Acts 13:47, "For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth." Scandals are now sweeping the aid industry after a former United Nations executive claimed UN workers have committed an estimated 60,000 rapes in the last decade. Britain's Department for International Development recently admitted up to 4 staff members were reported for sexual harassment last year. Meanwhile, a top official with the UN Children's Fund has stepped down after complaints from female employees about unwanted advances. And Peter Newell, former Children's Fund consultant and UK anti-spanking activist, was sentenced to 6 years in prison this month for sexually abusing a boy in the 1960s. Galatians 6:7-8 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Sadly, the Oregon House Euthanasia Bill 4135 has now passed both the House and the Senate and is on its way to the governor's desk. Since they expect the governor will sign it, David Collada of Oregon Right to Life told The Worldview that they are most concerned about those who do not have advocates who care about them.
If someone in Oregon, after this bill becomes law, has dementia or Alzheimer's, and they have people taking care of them who are responsible for the healthcare decisions, who care about them truly, they should be fine. But the concern has always been those people who are vulnerable, who don't have advocates that care, who maybe an heir is responsible, who just doesn't really want, you know, grandma or whoever to stay around, right? Those are the people that are at risk.
A memorial service was held yesterday for the late evangelist Billy Graham, who died last week, becoming the 4th private citizen and first religious leader to be honored at the U.S. Capitol. President Donald Trump and congressional leaders attended. Trump honored Graham as, quote, "an ambassador for Christ who reminded the world of the power of prayer and the gift of God's grace," end quote. After Billy Graham died, his son Franklin appeared on NBC's Today Show. Listen how he did not hesitate to share Christ.
"The Billy Graham that the world saw on television or saw on the big screen was the same Billy Graham that we saw at home. He wasn't two people. He spent his life telling people about heaven, how to get to heaven. He wrote books on heaven. Now he's in heaven, and he would want me to tell everybody watching that if you put your faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ, that you can be in heaven too. And so my father's there, and he would wish everybody watching will confess their sins and repent and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That would be what he would want everyone to know this morning."
South Carolina legislators introduced the Marriage and Constitution Restoration Act this month, defining marriage between one man and one woman, and calling homosexual arrangements a form of, quote-unquote, parity marriage. The measure would, quote, "prohibit the state from respecting, endorsing, or recognizing any parity marriage policy," end quote. The bill also calls such parity marriages and self-asserted sexual orientation, quote, "part of the religion of secular humanism," end quote. 20 states, led by the attorneys general of Texas and Wisconsin, sued the federal government on Monday to overturn Obamacare, arguing the new tax plan invalidates the whole health care law. This comes after Congress passed the Republican tax bill in December, eliminating the tax penalty for individuals not having health insurance. Scientists announced yesterday that they have detected evidence of what could have been the earliest stars of the universe, expected to have been massive blue giants formed from hydrogen and helium. No mention, though, was made of Genesis 1, and God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens," and it was so. And God made the two great lights and the stars, and God saw that it was good. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.